A donation event for Backpack for Kids has been set. Nextech brand manager Tasha Eichmann, along with Hayes Chamber Vice President of Membership Rhonda Meyerhoff, stopped by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast. For those that aren't familiar, let's just talk about this a little bit. What is the Backpack for Kids program?
Sure. So it is run through First Call for Help of Ellis County, and we collect donations along with some other businesses in town. And First Call for Help puts together backpacks full of school supplies for kids for their first day of school.
Simple enough, but also I'm sure an important activity for the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important that every child gets to start the school year on the same note as everybody else, even if they're struggling or their parents are having a bit of a hard time. So being able to walk into school the first day with their peers and have a whole backpack full of school supplies, I think just really starts them off on the right foot.
Very cool. So right now, I imagine, is the planning and the organization time. You're getting the stuff collected and you're kind of going that route, right?
Sure. So July 22nd is actually our big collection day. We've actually teamed up again with Nextech, and we will be at Walmart at both the north and south entrances. They've been gracious enough to let us set up tables there, and we will have lists of the most needed school supplies, and that will be our big collection day. The week prior to that, if you would like to drop off school supplies or even cash donations, you can drop those off at Nextech or Nextech Wireless here in Hayes if you can't make it to see us on Friday.
Very cool. Now, Tasha, I understand you're from Nextech. I'm curious, though, are there any other locations or drop-off spots, or are you guys kind of the exclusive handlers of this for this year?
I think you can also drop off at First Call for Help at their office, but I believe we are the only two retail locations in town.
Okay, very cool. They're very cool for you guys to do that. That's an amazing thing.
And both locations are very easy to get to.
Yes. So Nextech is at 2418 Vine Street. And then the Nextech Wireless location is at 1101 East 43rd, which is just right across the street from Walmart.
Yeah. If you're not driving by those locations living in Hayes at least twice a day, I don't know what you're doing. You got to share with me your routes because, my gosh, it seems like especially the one on Vine.
Yes.
And just drive by that every day. Yeah. And they've got all the roads tore up. I can't get from there to here without taking like this crazy route around the thing because all the roads are closed.
I can't ever remember which route's the best one to take when I come from the chamber office to here. It's like, okay, so I go off on Main. Do I go on 22nd? Is it
24th? Well, see, now 22nd's closed. 22nd, 27th's closed. 8th's closed. Vine's closed. They're going to, it's great work. They're going to get it all fixed, and I'm excited when they get it done.
Oh,
but it's
absolutely.
Like right now, a little bit of a headache.
And they're moving pretty fast.
They are. They really are. But anyway, going back to this, we got distracted. okay, so again, if you're wanting to get signed up for the kiddos.
Yes.
That deadline's coming up July 25th.
To sign up to receive a backpack?
Yes.
I'm actually not positive what that deadline is, but you can call the First Call for Help office, and they can help you get signed up.
Okay, yeah. And get signed up, because if you need the help, that's what they're there for.
Yes, absolutely.
And again, if you're wanting to help donate, you guys are going to be set up at, you can stop at either of the Nextech locations, Nextech or Nextech Wireless, or you're going to be at Walmart. What day again was it?
Friday, July 22nd. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So right in the heat of the day. So please come give us all the school supply donations.
So you're outside?
Yes.
We are outside.
I know. I'm going to work on my tan. It'll be great.
Because everybody dreams of tanning in the Walmart parking lot.
Yes.
The smells and the cars and the traffic. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that just shows the great heart even more of Nextech and Nextech Wireless to be able to have volunteers, because I'm sure you have volunteers that are going to help you. You know, a business that's local, supporting local. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the great things with Nextech. I know, and Nextech Wireless, mm-hmm. both do really support the community with activities like this and just general support, financial, and see you guys out and about doing things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important to both of our companies. We live, work, play here too, and we want to give back to all of our great neighbors and friends and customers.
Very cool. Appreciate the efforts.
Thank you.
And before we run out of time, we've got to talk about some of the weekly events, but I'm wondering, anything else we want to hit on in terms of the Backpacks for Kids program that we didn't talk about already?
I think the only other thing, if you're looking for a supply list of the most needed items, they will be on both the Next Tech and Next Tech Wireless Facebook pages, and we'll also have lists on July 22nd when we're out at Walmart. So if you're curious what those items are, just check out our Facebook pages.